With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're recording.
Recording. Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelorette. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And season two of Claire.
Season
episode two.
Two
of Claire. This is Claire's fifth, sixth season. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good watch. I do like this.
Go into your initial thoughts, friend. I can't wait to hear what you got to say.
Okay. I feel sorry for these men. I saw your tweet.
Right? Yeah.
Claire is wasting everybody's time.
Everybody's time.
She don't want nothing to do with these men.
Nope.
Not a damn thing to do with none of these guys.
Nope.
It's so sad because every so often she has a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Like Jason, she had that whole deep ass convo with him. Zach C, the substance abuse counselor.
Yes.
Easy, Riley. Like she's having like nice convos with guys, but her focus, her everything is on Dale. None of these guys stand a chance.
No.
And she knew this from very early on. Like this
is.
Yeah. There's no point in anyone being here.
Right. Because we're only on like night three, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, she's just kind of going through the motions, I guess. And it's just sad because the guy, like we know, but the other guys don't know shit.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the sad part, watching their like naivete and they're so gun hung for Claire. And we know the producers in her interviews know. Like everybody else knows, but these guys who are still very much here for her. As we said from the beginning, it's a group of nice guys. They actually seem to genuinely be here for Claire. It's weird.
Yeah, most of them who get airtime.
Most who get airtime. You know, Yosef, he's going to be a weird one. And
yeah, he got to go.
See, what's his name? The Italian Stallion. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Oh, what a just disappointment.
Big disappointment.
Oh, my God.
But aside from them duds, most of them seem to be here for her. And so it just sucks. They went through so much with this quarantine and they're all here just wasting their goddamn time.
Wasting their time.
So that was one of my thoughts. Other thoughts, interesting dates, these quarantine dates that they're, whipping together. Interesting range in this episode. The love languages date, which I actually liked.
Loved
that date. Dodgeball date was horrible and dumb.
It was so dumb, but, we miss Fred.
Yes. Chris Harrison now is our fucking host for every date. We don't get the extra characters.
Yeah.
Which it kind of hit me when I saw him on the group date today. I was like, oh, fuck. He's our host. Yeah. They can't bring in random celebrities and, you know.
That also, Fred died.
Oh, shit. Fred died?
Yeah, Fred died.
Oh, damn.
I know. This May, he died.
Damn. I think I did know that. No, you're right. Oh. He's missing even more. Shit. Beyond the grave. Now we're really stuck with Chris Harrison.
For real.
That sucks. Damn. Rest in peace, Fred, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, then the one-on-one date with Jason was like very intense and emotional.
Very.
And just a range. And this, mm-hmm. I mean, this is like the first real episode of dates. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll definitely get into that. My last thought, these guys are very unmemorable. Again, a nice
Stop
group of
it.
Nice guys. They are. There's no standouts. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's no, like, you know, big time hottie or, I don't know, something.
She got like the big time hottie. That's the one.
She got, Dale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just really nice guy. I think they did a really good job of casting, like, really nice men for mm-hmm. her. Like, her husband, yep. if Dale's not in the room,
Somebody
one of these
else.
Guys, yeah, there's a couple
Could
guys in here.
Mm-hmm.
TV watching wise, they're kind of whack. I mean, I don't know. We got to pick a struggle.
is it that these are just master editors and that we're all just sitting there watching for Dale?
I don't think I'm just sitting there watching for Dale, though.
No, you're not? Oh, okay.
I'm not. Dale's nice and all, but he kind of corny. Like, I'm trying to look to see what else is happening. It's true. I'm trying to see what else is happening in the mix because I already know the Dale situation. So I am really searching and looking at these guys, but they're nice. They're nice guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. But as I said, you got to pick a struggle. We want, you know, good drama TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or do we want her to find somebody? So I can't complain when they...
No.
You know, cast foolishness. Foolishness gives us drama, but...
Yeah, and she's dramatic, so that helps.
She's bringing it, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. So those are all my thoughts. What about you?
Nice. First thought, watching this back, because Natasha and I both had, like, technical difficulties on Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
and so I had to watch it, part of it back again today when we're recording.
Yeah.
That preview, the way they edited that preview, they really need Emmys, whoever edits the show.
Yeah.
They edited it to look like they were all going to jump Dale in the middle of the day. That's what the preview looked like.
Yes. You talk about the moment when Blake M, like, interrupted and all the guys came to talk
yes.
to her. Yes.
Yes, but the way they edited it, they put, like, the guys all running for the gifts. And then they put the
too.
Audio over of, like, and Dale is taking up all of her time and I'm getting so jealous and blah, 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 blah. And they all, you see them all running and they all look like they're going to run and kill him. Like,
these editors, man. These editors.
They are so crafty.
They be really doing it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's great. Secondly, I already like Claire better than Becca. I think because she brings the drama. Not actually because I like her better.
I like Claire better, for sure.
I probably do as well.
Yeah.
I don't know her that well, but
she got her business.
Yep.
She found her voice.
Yeah.
She found her voice from Juan Pablo's and she ain't shutting up.
Claire.
She really, I like it. Like how she stands up for herself. She's firm. She's direct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's like, I really like people who are polarizing because that means that they are definitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are who they say they are, you know? So I like that.
Agreed.
Because somebody asked me today, they were like, who's your favorite bachelorette? I was like, girl, I don't know. Rachel.
Besides Rachel?
Yeah, like, I don't know. And then these therapy dates were wild. I also would like to see more of them a little bit further on into the season, though.
Yeah, not... the first, like, fucking one-on-one date of the season.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
That was a bit much. I felt kind of bad for that guy. They're all on TV.
I did as well.
They're all in the midst of a quarantine.
Yeah.
They all don't have a chance. Like, there's just so many things against them. You know? Like, I'm watching this and I'm like, God damn.
Sad.
Like,
this
is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because
is.
She is not a licensed therapist.
Mm-mm.
And they're like, you get attached to the people who you divulge those
feelings
to. You
open up to like that, of course.
Yeah. Dr. Jackie, she cannot text me back all she wants to. She's still the savior of my 2019. Like, I know, you know, like, oh, I don't know. So watching that was pretty sad. Also, they need to stop with forcing people to get nude. If we're going to say this about the girls, I'm going to say it about the guys, too. That shit
it's
is
true.
Weird. It just weird. Opens people up for body shaming. Mm. I would, frankly, would like to see some more plus size men diversity on here as mm-hmm. well. Okay.
This is true.
Let's take a little note from Savage X Fenty. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They had some great. Did you see season two or the second one?
I've seen some ads. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Body diversity. Representation. Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the name of the game now. And so for them to force people to get naked on a show is really ugly, really dated,
Just really unnecessary. It was an unnecessary element. Nobody asked for it. Nobody in the audience cared to see it.
Nope. Them editors got to put in them black boxes now on fucking five different dudes moving around.
Mm-hmm.
They got it like, and you know. Nobody, I don't want to see that.
And there wasn't also, there wasn't also like a fun vibe to it. You know what I mean? Like they all kind of looked downtrodden as they were like stripping down. It was so like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. Nobody in a bikini. Nobody getting in a jock strap. None of that. We got to quit that. All that got to go.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Nice.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot to talk about in this episode.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. Before we get into the recap, shout out to the Patreon crew.
Thank you. Love you.
Please continue to rate, review, and subscribe. Find us on Twitter. We're live tweeting every Tuesday. Are. Yep. We're there. Our handle is the number 2 BLK Girls, the number 1 Rose.
And I want to say a quick shout out to everyone who... When we say the digital street team, everybody who shares our images,
you know what?
Brings everything around.
Yes.
And just believes in us enough to post on your socials.
Yes.
That's so dope. We work so hard, as you guys know. And we really appreciate you guys helping us to grow this community along with us because we couldn't do any of this without you. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Justine, for even just like, doing that shout out. That's so true. Like, you guys are ride or die. And you know better than anybody. It's just the two of us here.
Okay. And Jody. Hello.
And Jody. Shout out to Jody. Yes. Good God. But, you guys really help us grow this community. We are anything because of people spreading the word and letting people know, like, this is my favorite podcast. This is what I'm listening to. Tune into The Bachelor. You got to listen to these girls. So, shout out to all you guys that share anything on social media or even just as I always say, screenshot us in your story, share us with the world. Like people that actually do that, like love you guys. That helps us tremendously. So
it does. It does. And we have email call outs every week. Give us an email, the number 2 blackgirls, the number 1 rose at gmail.com.
Yep. Join the Facebook group. Facebook group is lit. Lady.
Yes.
It's popping. There's people joining by the hordes every day.
Every day.
Trying my best to go in there and accept y'all in.
Yes.
So join the Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/ the number 2 black girls, number 1 rose. Find us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Again, screenshot us, share us in your story, tag us in your story, share us with the world. Let everybody know you're listening to 2 Black Girls, 1 Rose.
Yep.
All right, Justine, I know you got some lovely church
announcements. I do.
Take us to church.
So, thank you this week to Lisa and Becky. They both emailed us with just some love and some positive vibes. So thank you to both of you.
Nice.
Lauren emailed us about therapy and people who are either falling in love or like making bigger decisions during this pandemic quarantine time.
That was one of your call outs last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she said that people are more decisive because what's important in life is at the forefront. So there's no distractions.
I love that. That makes a lot of sense.
Right?
Ain't nobody got time to waste when your life is on the line.
Corona. Your life is on the line just going like outside to the mailbox, mm-hmm. right? Then also your life is stripped down to nothing. Right,
your life
could be stripped down to just being able to like find food and water every day. Your life could just be like trying to get up out of bed, or your working from home and like adapting, but like yeah. life is stripped down to the bare bones. And so yeah. people are making decisions faster and better decisions because it's better for what's for them, because all you have is you during this mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Thanks.
There are
Lauren.
Some weird positive benefits to COVID.
Weird. Yeah.
Some odd ones, some odd ones yeah. that come out, you know, out of the woodwork. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then shout out to Carrie, who emailed us some new at-home workout stuff. Please continue to email us at home.
Oh, yes, I did see that one.
Yeah, workout tips and stuff
please
like that.
Send us your yeah. tips.
Because I help, yes, please help. Please. I day love the gym. The gym is open, but I don't yes. know for how long.
So. I know. Good God. Oh, Lord.
And then we have some birthdays. So happy birthday to Adeze, Jamie, Adeze. Olga, and Brianna.
Happy birthday, guys. Enjoy. Yes. Nice little fall birthday. Justine loves yeah. a fall birthday.
Yes, I do.
You are a fall birthday. So
I am.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like the last, the cusp.
You're on the cusp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So shout out to the fall birthdays, y'all. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, take a corny picture in some leaves with some knee-high boots on.
Yes. Yeah. Go apple picking. Go yeah. pumpkin patching. Whatever the fuck you be doing. Pumpkin. What do they call it?
Pumpkin picking. Still.
Pumpkin picking?
Uh-huh. In a pumpkin patch, yeah.
At a pumpkin patch. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The fuck did I say? Pumpkin.
You pumpkin said pumpkin patching.
Patching. Deadass just made that up.
Yeah. You can carve. Maybe pumpkin carving.
Carve. Oh, yeah. You can do the carve. Make the yeah. jack-o'-lanterns.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And all that. Damn. I have not said that word in 2 decades. Jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God. You didn't see the lady who made the Zoom one?
A Zoom what?
A Zoom jack-o'-lantern.
What does that mean?
It had the four squares, and it had all these, like, sad faces in it, and it was Zoom.
Oh, she carved a
she
Zoom.
She carved it
oh,
into
God. Into the jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, they just
this
put, like,
is our life now.
The bottom. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Uh-huh, yep. And shout out to the cookout crew, Sarah, Ava, Tracy, Becky, Kalia, Sam, Rachel, Monica, Jenna, and Marsha. Shout nice. Out to you guys. Love you.
Again.
Oh my God, and Zakiya. Sorry, girl. You know your name.
Shit, Zakiya.
Starts with a Z, girl. Sorry, with the bottom.
The bottom. Thanks, Zakiya and everybody. Love y'all.
Love you guys.
Oh, Lord. Bachelor Nation news.
Anything?
Not much, but okay. You know, little stuff. Matt James' season is filming.
Yeah.
It has
yeah,
started. Yeah. It's uh-huh. been started. But I just discovered they're filming at a resort in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. Resort in Pennsylvania, another thing I never thought I'd say.
Interesting. Resort in Pennsylvania. I'm thinking, I mean, I didn't see where in Pennsylvania, but like in the Poconos, they yeah. have a lot of resorts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, they have some big ones up there, so mm-hmm. probably somewhere up there. But interesting, like,
mm-hmm.
fall, and they're filming now in fall, so like right. fall time dates. Everyone's going to be wearing like a lot of clothes. It's going to be mm-hmm. a lot of hot tub, you know,
mad
moments,
hot tub.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're filming, same quarantine bubble situation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to look at the girls? I have not yet.
Just a God second. I just saw the baldy with the hoops.
I saw the baldy with the hoops.
I saw this lots of age diversity. I saw some girls who were like 30. I was like, they don't want nothing oh. to do with him. Mm-mm.
How old is he again? 26?
He's 26, but he's like a young 26, you know?
He's 26?
I think so, yeah.
Oh God, that's young.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I flipped through good splattering? What am I saying?
Smattering?
It's
late, y'all, sorry.
Racially diverse, we'll
yeah,
say that.
Yes, for sure.
Racially
yeah.
diverse, because they know we come for you next,
sure.
Producers. Mm-hmm. So get it together. But yeah, I'm curious. I mean, they did the same thing, released this whole cast of girls
mm-hmm.
like they did for Claire season, and then half of them aren't even in the season. So
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't want to get too attached yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's one piece of news. Second piece of news, former Bachelorette Ashley mm-hmm. Hebert.
Yeah.
She and her husband, who she, like, he was the final choice, JP, who I loved when I watched that season. He was, like, my favorite. They just got separated.
I know.
After 8 years of marriage. That's rough. They have two kids. Her season was 2012 season of Bachelorette.
Wow.
And they were one of those ride or die, like, Bachelor Nation marriages. Mm-hmm. And they just got separated. So
that is so sad. And to get separated now, too, like, y'all really
y'all like, can't fucking stand each other.
you can't do it. Yeah.
You can't do it. That's unfortunate. But yeah.
Oh, that's it? You were going to talk about Hannah chasing that man down?
I did see that, but I didn't really care enough to put in Bachelor Nation News. What was it?
I don't know. She saw some guy who was cute and then followed him to his car and then put a note down and then said she saw him pick up the note and then ran away. I was like, girl, you were just looking for your husband a year ago. What on earth are you doing? Having someone film you do all these shenanigans.
Oh, she was being filmed?
Yes.
Doing all this?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, boy. Whew. Anyway.
Interesting.
I guess that's not news, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the headline. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's dig into this recap.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, Claire, you know, she woke up. This is night two after her limo entrances.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about all the men.
Yep.
But again, as she says, Dale just made everything else disappear.
Yep.
Is he my future husband?
Oh, God.
Girl, you ain't think about not one of these other guys talking about you woke up excited about the men.
She's probably calling them names like we do.
You don't know nobody's name.
Nobody.
Nothing. Meanwhile, the men are out of quarantine. They are now at the resort.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett, I don't know if you saw the after the credits, like, section with Bennett.
Yes, Bennett, a little bit. Yeah.
So all the rest of the guys are living in little rooms in Motel 6.
Yeah.
Homeboy over here, it looked like he upgraded, paid for extra.
He probably
extra
did.
Room,
he
paid
probably
for
did.
The suite, mm-hmm. the residential suite.
Mm-hmm.
He got a big ass room with fireplaces and shit. Mm-hmm. He got his 85 pairs of Belgian loafers all laid out.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
This resort, though, is not doing it for me.
I mean, it's in Palm
It's looking
Springs.
Real basic.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it La Quinta?
La Quinta, but they keep talking about it's the La Quinta Resort. It has this and that, that and this. Yeah. And when they do their, like, you know, helicopter shots or whatever, it looked like a regular-ass Holiday Inn that's just a little bigger. It don't look like no big, fancy resort.
Than the Holiday Inn. It had a pool and stuff.
A pool and stuff. This place is looking real basic. I'm a bit disappointed. I was expecting a little more.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chris Harrison comes in with a group date card.
Mm-hmm.
You got Riley, Jordan, Yosef, Ivan, Ben, Buzz Lightyear looking dude, Bennett,
yes.
Zach C, Mr. Clean, who I think mm-hmm. his name is also Zach, and
sure.
Dale, of course.
Of course, Dale.
The card says, I'm looking for a guy who speaks to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys go meet up with Claire. You know, Dale, now he just has a move now. Picks her up and hugs her.
Yes.
You know, she's all melting mm-hmm. as this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already talking about how she picked Dale for the group date because she'd been dying to see him.
See him. Mm-hmm.
She don't give not two shits, not two fucks about nobody here.
She picked them out of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. She don't care about that. Mm-mm.
No, don't give a shit. So they head inside to like a rec center at the hotel, I guess. I don't mm-hmm. know what this place mm-hmm. is. And again, Chris Harrison is hosting the date. This is where I was like, fuck, we're going to be seeing a lot of him.
Yes.
This whole season.
Yep.
They're making him earn his money this season.
Oh, no.
But the date he announces is about the love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was cute.
Love
so,
this.
Like,
yeah.
Each segment was about one of the love languages.
Yeah.
They started the first segment. They have to, like, speak to Claire's heart, which mm-hmm. is, you know, words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're, you know, Riley spins some poetry.
No. Oof. No. You know I was irritated.
I know.
Woo.
Oh, God. Ivan's talking about his layers. Mm-hmm. Dale gets up there. Dale, I know people are talking about it on Twitter. Dale got some tiny ass ears.
He has such baby tiny ears. They're little tiny.
They're tiny ears. So little. They are so little.
Yeah.
His little ears.
Yeah. Yep.
Very interesting. He gives this whole thing. You know, I think it goes without saying that I couldn't be more excited to be here. Mm-hmm. Your energy made me feel comfortable committing to giving you everything I have. I trust you. Just
he said, I don't care who's watching.
Declared basically his love for this woman.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Back at the villa, quickly, the guys are chilling at the pool. And suddenly, all the group day guys come running in.
Yes. Yes.
This is where you thought.
This is the master editing. I thought they were going to go all attack Dale.
God. So they all come running in, and this is part two of the Love Languages Day gift giving. Mm-hmm. They all now have to like scrounge around and put together a little gift for Claire, which I really loved. I thought that was so simple and cute.
It was good.
This is where I gave my invite to the cookout to whoever came up with this date idea.
Oh, nice.
Because it's easy. Everybody knows and loves the love languages. So it's very accessible for us as viewers to like appreciate. And it wasn't some dumb shit like the next group date, which is them doing dodgeball, some bullshit, or them. They've done a lot of dates where they have to like write a song and sing it in front of an audience, or like stuff like that. That is just so
go
whack,
on
so.
Ellen or like whatever.
So yeah, I appreciate this. But yeah, they all bring back little gifts, and then which Dale presented her with perfume for the puppies.
And you know what I thought he was going to do. Do you know what I thought he was going to do?
What'd you think?
I thought he was going to do, it's my dick in a box. And I thought that this was really a missed opportunity.
To come butt-ass booty naked with a gift.
With a dick. Here's my gift dick over in a box. And do the whole thing. Oh, that would have been so funny. I was upset. Lord. I really thought he was going to do it. I got excited.
Nope. He brought some incense for the puppies. Next part of the date, of course, physical touch. So they both, Claire and the guy, each, you know, guy would get blindfolded, and then they basically just like feel each other up. It's very awkward and weird to be doing this.
Very weird.
In front of each other.
In front of people. Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris Harrison, like in the cut.
Yeah. Ew.
With Dale now, even though she had her blindfold on, she knew exactly who he was.
Who he was.
She knew exactly who he was. She, you know, guys have distinct smells.
Yes.
So
yeah,
she already kind of can pick out his scent or certain people's scents. And she was going in. She was not wasting time.
Nope.
She was doing a little extra touching and feeling, and all the guys were kind of standing there like, the fuck is going on? Like, very uncomfortable.
Yeah. She kind of exhaled when he came on, like, ooh, it's Dale.
Sigh relief. Jeez. Yeah, that sucks. It's like the first, for the guys, this is like the first sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he got the first impression rose, but that's like whatever. Right. Somebody has to get the first impression. This, though, they're seeing, they're putting together pieces now. Time for the group day, like cocktail party thing. Claire looks bomb. Love this outfit.
Yeah, I love this dress. I love the color.
Love the color. It's like a royal blue, right? Zipper down the back. She's got a nice little figure. One shoulder.
Yeah.
Very cute. So Claire, she said, you know, going into this love language days, I wanted to know more about Dale. Everything feels so natural with Dale. Even going into the damn cocktail party, she's still talking all about this dude.
Oh, yep.
So she comes in, she sits with the guys, you know, she thanks them for a great day. They do a whole little cheers. They're, you know, small little chit chat. And then it's like crickets.
Crickets. This is where my Becky of the Week goes to every single man on this date.
Full heartedly, yes.
Because why did she have to tell you guys, y'all, she already 39. She is already finished with teaching people what to do and where to go. As much as she does it, she's tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everybody straight needs up. To step up to the plate and actually say something. Everybody mm-hmm. knows the rules. This show is about 38 years old. Everybody knows the rules.
That's what I'm saying. It was almost like none of them had seen the show before.
Right.
It's like they didn't know what the move, what the next move was, which was yeah. to someone jump in and take her and go have a one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. It was odd. Oh my. And yeah. I can't even imagine being there. Like there's no music. There's all these people so looking at you with lighting and cameras yeah. and all the rest of it. And nobody says anything. That's horrifying.
It's horrible. Horrible. Mm. So awkward. Just mm-hmm. like, ugh. So yeah, she's just kind of sitting there looking side to side.
Yeah, like so. You know,
don't anybody jump at once. Shit.
Yeah.
Finally, Bennett's like, oh, okay, yeah, you want to go uh-huh. chat? Like, and they go aside, and she's clearly like, what the fuck is going
mm-hmm.
on?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so Bennett's kind of like explanation was like, you know, oh, well, you know, we had a great time hanging out together today, all the guys.
Yeah.
So I think he actually said, if you didn't tee it up, we might still be sitting there.
Sitting there, yeah.
What?
Bennett's just like, he just probably says whatever he feels.
He does. you can tell with him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But what mm-hmm. the heck?
Mm.
So that obviously didn't make her feel any better. So
mm-hmm.
he's starting to talk, going to his whole spiel, you know, New York, Harvard, dropping the two, you know, his two
yeah.
things.
Yeah. And they literally cut him out completely and just go to Claire's confessional.
Mm-hmm,
we're not going to know shit about this man unless unless it's these loafers, mm-hmm. Harvard, and
New York.
I don't know, linen shorts. I don't know. What's the third detail? Oh, finance.
Finance.
That's
it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Claire, she cuts him off and she's mm-hmm. like, you know what? I love this conversation, but we need to talk. I want to be here with you, but I can't mm-hmm. get over the fact that like none of y'all just stood up a while ago to try to talk
yeah.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said anything. Like if you guys want to hang out with each other and bro out, y'all can do mm-hmm. that. I can go to bed.
Yeah.
Lord. And she's like, I can't even like sit here and do this with you. So she storms up,
mm-hmm.
storms off, heads back to the guys and basically chews them out. She's like, I'm yeah. sitting here. I'm making a toast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the longest awkward silence. And I'm sitting here embarrassed. Like, does anybody want to talk with me? Like, what are we all doing here? Like,
right.
what the hell?
You know what it reminded me of? When Hannah B. had to say that to her guys. But she had to say mm-hmm. it like week 5. Remember she had that bomb dress on?
Yes. The whole white outfit. Yes.
Yes. It was so good with that white fur. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, we don't talk about shit.
Yeah. All we do is talk about dumb shit.
All we do is talk about dumb shit.
She was losing it. But yeah, I see it because the guys, they spend so much time with each other.
Yeah.
So even when you go on a group date, there's like a vibe among them.
Yeah.
She's like the odd, you know, you're the odd one out.
Odd one out.
And so it's like, if that's what y'all want to do, go back, go home, go
yeah.
chill at the house then.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to find a man and I need y'all to be at my beck and call and fighting over me or else why am I here?
Right.
I get it. Because I see people on Twitter like, Claire, she's doing too much. And it's like, no she not. She's
no,
trying to
she's
find
not.
A husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be here begging her to, you know,
yeah.
for time and fighting over each other. And ain't nobody have even a sense of agency or urgency to talk to this woman. Like, what am I doing here?
Nothing.
I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's chewing them out. And Yosef,
mm.
who, mind you, was wrapped up in that night one drama with, you know, old boy from
West Virginia with not Tyler Cameron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you know, I'd like to speak for the group. The minute he said that, you already know people are going to be like, shut the fuck up. You do not speak for me, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even know you. I just met you yesterday. Speaking for me? No.
I know, especially men, especially when she said, like, I'm a woman and I want my man to do this, that. Mm-hmm. It, like, activated the masculinity. It was like,
yeah.
So having another man who they don't know. With this bald face trying to say, like, I'm speaking for the group. What? Excuse me?
Excuse me? No. That's so true. Lord. So, yeah, as you said, everybody's, like, masculinity got activated. So they're all like, Claire, I mean, all trying to, like, speak over each other, saying nothing. Because all
nothing.
Y'all are sitting here doing jack shit.
Yep.
Dale included.
You Dale included.
Sir.
Yep.
So he finally steps up and is like, you know, I feel like shit that you felt like this. You know, I'm still on cloud nine from my first impression, Rose, yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. And then Yosef again, he just keeps putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
He again is like, well, what I was trying to say was, Claire, you know, you're crazy to think we're all not here for you.
Ooh, she should have sent him home.
And her face was kind of twisted, like, huh? And all like, the guys are like, oh, hell no. He did not speak for me, bruh. That's not what I was trying to say, Claire. That's definitely not what I was trying to say.
No, I'm not trying to call you crazy.
No. Like, oh, my God. This guy sucks. Mm-hmm. So Dale, you know, he slides on in there, whisks her away.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit, have their one-on-one. You know, they're kissing already immediately.
Yeah.
And Claire flat out tells him, you scare me.
Mm-hmm.
You scare me because of how I already feel about you. I totally have feelings for you.
Mm.
Keep in mind, this is day two, everybody.
This is day two. Yeah.
This is day two. She mm-hmm. has spoken to him at the limo entrance,
mm-hmm.
their little one-on-one chat during mm-hmm. night one,
mm-hmm.
the second little chat they had during the first impression rose.
Right. Yes.
And I'm right. thinking that's it.
So I'm thinking obviously not, but yeah, sure.
We're thinking also potentially some other stuff pre-show.
Yes.
But
pre-show and that night, for sure.
Like a walkie-talkie?
Night one. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, God. Mm. How? Justine, what?
I don't know. That's none of my business. But I know that he was probably booking it over to her little suite. What is she, Rapunzel? What, like, what does she have? Dragons guarding her fucking room?
I know. She can go this there? Is true. Mm-hmm. This is true. I could see, because Claire, she goes after exactly what she wants. I could see her hopping out her window and tapping on his window late at night, like, Dale. And they have a whole little rendezvous out in the darkness that nobody even knows about.
Yep.
I could totally see that. I don't see Dale doing it, but I wouldn't put it past Claire.
Claire,
in terms of initiating.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, she's kind of declaring all these strong feelings for him. He's saying he feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just like in a bubble of love.
Yeah.
Just the two of them and all these other guys still sitting here trying to get to know this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now back at, Motel 6, I'm gonna call it. Jason, sweaty frat guy.
Yep.
He gets a one-on-one date card. It's interesting. Didn't really see that coming. I thought Blake M, the Canadian.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Indian dude.
Yeah.
If she kissed, night one would get it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, card says love will not set us free or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something about setting free. Anyways, back on the group dates, Claire, she sits with Zach C, who I like. He's the substance abuse like counselor.
Yeah, I like him too.
Solid dude. Real solid dude.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already kind of opening up to him, literally like he's a counselor right now in this moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good listener.
Yeah. Cause he says those like magical, whenever you tell someone else, like, tell me how it is. Tell me. Mm-hmm. They immediately open up to you.
Mm-hmm. Always. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He's saying the right things, asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she tells him how she, you know, when she went on Juan Pablo season, the whole purpose of that was she was trying to get away from an emotionally abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that, you know, season with Juan Pablo, she like found her voice and she's been on this whole road of self-discovery and all that jazz. She had a little moment with Riley.
Yeah.
Riley is the, I say he looked like a young Martin.
Yeah.
Young Martin Lawrence. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They do a little slow dance, hypothetical slow dance to Boys to Men.
Yes. When she asked, like, is this high school, what will we be dancing to? I said, now Claire, you know you are 9 years older than this man and that your high school songs would be very different.
God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
He said Boys to Men. That's kind of universal, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so.
But, I was like, girl, why would you tee him up like that with that question?
I know. Lord. But Riley got a little kiss. He went in for a kiss.
He did.
He landed it. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, time for the date rose. And Claire gave it to Riley.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Claire, out here noticing the black guys.
Diversity.
They actually got some play.
Yes.
For once. Shit. Yes. I like it.
Uh-huh.
I think Claire, she likes boldness.
Yeah.
Because she's bold.
Yes.
She wants somebody who's going to, you know, make a move. And, you know, Riley, he teed it up, did the dance, went in for the kiss. She wants to feel wanted and, like, courted and chased. Like,
in a very traditional way. Yeah.
Yes. That's big for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Shout out to Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Yosef, in his interview, who I forgot was even, he was on this date? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot he was even on this date.
Yeah, who cares?
He did not appreciate Claire's, you know, confrontation with the guys and telling them to get up and talk to her. And he said in his interview, I thought her response was hot-headed and immature.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to let her know, I will.
Mm.
So here's our villain, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because he had the whole drama last week with Not Tyler C.
Mm-hmm.
Not Tyler C got sent home. He was kind of painted as the villain because he's bringing up some drama that seemed stupid, you know, to try to slander Yosef, and it was like unnecessary.
Right, yeah.
Now Yosef is left and he truly is the villain.
Yeah, he is the worst. Yep.
He actually is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
sucks. She should have just sent both of them home in that moment.
Yeah, she should have. Yeah.
Anyways, next day, sweaty frat guy Jason gets a card, like another date card, I guess, from Claire. And it says for their date, they're going to be, you know, getting down and deep in their feelings and emotions. And she asks him to write a letter to his younger self. And he is immediately sweating. Like, this is a man that does not do feelings, doesn't know what emotions are, has been running from vulnerability, and this is the date that he has now found himself on. He is like homework, emotional homework before he even gets on the fucking date. Like,
and this was actually my Claire ain't got the time moment.
Claire ain't got the time.
Because she wanted to know immediately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Date one. Like, what do you feel about your inner child? Have you done any healing? We're about to do all the rest of these exercises. Are you ready for this? Like, she wants to know off top.
Offer it.
Because she's done. Because she's done with all the... She is, like, recognizing her patterns and doing her very best not to repeat them.
Yeah.
And for some people, that's doing these extremely obvious things and putting other people in very awkward positions. Other people are lucky enough to recognize their own patterns and stop them in their tracks. Mm. But lucky for us, in the drama that we have to watch, she has to make other people... confess their inner selves
confront
in order for her
their
to,
own selves
to make the judgment.
That's true.
Yeah,
she ain't got time to waste.
She ain't got time.
Nope. So Jason and Claire, they head out on their date. It's like a little nighttime date. They go sit by a fire and she tells him that she intentionally chose him for this date because she noticed he's kind of like a laughy, jokey kind of guy.
Yeah.
And she knew, like, she used to do that to mask her hurt and pain.
Correct. Yeah.
And so she was wondering if that's what he's doing. And so she wanted to, you know, dig in, have him open up, share, and kind of see what's beneath all the laughing and joking and stuff.
Yep.
So she tells him for this date, we're going to practice letting go. And Jason just looks so uncomfortable.
Like he's already, he's like, oh, like, what am I going to do?
He does not do this. You can tell he does not do talking about feelings, none of this stuff. And basically he's like figuring out we're about to do like a therapy session for our date. In front of cameras. And I haven't even reconciled some of the shit for myself.
Right.
Oof. It's a lot.
Yeah. That's intense.
This was a lot. So the first thing they're doing, they're going to like on this little tablet, like write things that they've been told about themselves that they want to let go, like negative things they want to let go. Jason on his tablet, he wrote things that he's been told or he tells himself manipulative, selfish, can't love, insecure, cold, and mean.
Woo!
Good God.
Jeez.
Claire's, she wrote down needy, hard to love, picky, and a bitch, I think.
A bitch.
A bitch. And so Claire, you know, his words are pretty...
Scary.
I mean, the first one was manipulative. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, because that's not something you say about yourself.
That's something that people say about you.
Say it about you.
Cold and mean. Ugh.
Yeah.
So she's like, do you believe the ones people told you about yourself? Like, do you, is this just other people? You believe this yourself?
Yeah.
And, she, you know, she looks, you can tell she looks a little worried, but also just like kind of open and trying to stay open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, they eventually like shatter the, you know, thing on the rocks, like this whole symbolism of, you know, shattering the words or letting go, blah, blah, blah. And then they share their letters. So they wrote, you know, letters to their younger selves. They share it with each other.
So hard.
Jason, I was worried for him.
I know.
He just seemed like he had a lot going on. Like
that's the thing. The first time, I don't know about the first time you did this. You did this, right? You've done this before.
Not in a therapy setting, but I've done like I've written letters to my like future self, past self, like a self-reflective journaling exercise for myself. Like,
I've done this in a therapy setting. And it is really deep. It is really hard to do. And it is the hardest part is reading it out loud to another person.
Yeah.
That is so, so hard. I had to do it for eating disorder therapy. I had to write to the girl who, like, the time before I ever thought that I was fat. I had to, like, write to her.
Oh, wow.
Woo! It was intense.
That's deep because you're tapping into, like, a version of yourself that you, like, don't even really think about much.
Yeah, yeah. And then trying to tell her or him or they – like what to expect almost and like what's going to happen. And, you know, you want to be affirming and positive, but like the reason why you're in therapy, at least not why he's on a goddamn one-on-one date, but the reason why you're in therapy is because it probably didn't go so well.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you gotta recap the journey to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lord. Yeah, Jason looked like he had a lot of gunk in there. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, did he murder somebody or something? He
That's what really I thought. I definitely thought he killed someone.
Thought he killed somebody or was in prison for something serious.
Yes, yes. But like for a family member, you know what I mean? Like for the honor of the family, some shit like that.
Damn. Yeah. That's a whole other layer to the story.
I know. Yeah. I went off the rails. Yeah.
But yeah, he said, you know, in his letter, we've seen some things that are dangerous, mm-hmm. damaging, and hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about, like, you have a lot of demons, you're searching for unconditional love, mm-hmm. and just, like, some heavy shit. And Claire's mm-hmm. like, is there some dark, like, heavy stuff going on?
Right.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, there's some demons in this Pandora's box that I don't want people to see.
Mm.
And then she keeps, like, picking at it, so he kind of, like, reveals a little bit. And basically it sounds like him and his brother growing up, or maybe mm-hmm. even currently, have witnessed some, like, you know, domestic violence, physical, you know, emotional mm-hmm. abuse between their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot, just a rough household growing up and just seeing a lot of shit, basically.
Yeah.
So, which clearly doesn't sound like he's been to therapy to reconcile any of this.
No.
And is doing this now with this strange woman that he doesn't know.
That he does not know, this stranger lady.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't he? Okay, he was in NFL, or he played football?
He was the one in the NFL. He was a linebacker, lost like 200 pounds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you maybe still have insurance. I don't know.
I hope this at least inspired him.
Yeah, maybe really it hope did. So. Maybe it did, yeah. Because he's kind of young. I think he's like 30. So,
yeah. Because there's some stuff. There's some stuff there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff there. But yeah, Claire, she's just trying to reassure him. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a strong woman. Nothing scares me. You know, bring it all. Which, girl, I don't know if you want all that he's bringing, because there's a lot there.
Like you just saying this because you one on one. If this was literally at any group date with Dale, you would literally ignore him and probably forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why you said all that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make him feel good, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, she ends up giving him the date rose.
Yeah.
Which I think he deserved for going through all this.
Yes. Emotional drama.
All emotional. And the fact that he had to kind of bare his soul a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
For someone that we know now, don't give two shits about him. Or we watch it, no, she don't give two shits about him.
No, she doesn't care.
And as you said, when you when you open up to somebody like that, you start to get emotionally attached because now you've entrusted them with information about you, and
mm-hmm.
The least she can give them is the damn date rose. I mean, Lord. Yeah, so they end the date. They end up burning her Juan Pablo finale dress, which was odd that they even scrounged that dress up.
That she even packed that in the bag.
Right.
Which I would have kept that forever. That's an iconic line, she said.
That was iconic, yes.
Yeah.
Next day, we have another group date.
Yep.
And they are a whole bunch of guys mm-hmm. going to play dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all hyped. They're so happy. They don't have to sing and dance or do poetry or all that other shit they see on TV.
All the bullshit they see. Because on the surface, this seems fun. Dodgeball is always fun.
On the surface, it seemed innocent and fun.
Mm-hmm.
So now Chris Harrison comes in. You know, he divides them up into teams,
mm-hmm.
tells them that the winners get to hang out with Claire tonight. Losers obviously have to go home to the Walk of Shame, back mm-hmm. to Motel 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire, you know, she's like, well, let's up the ante a little bit.
Mm.
Let's play strip dodgeball.
That's not a thing.
This is not a thing. She's the only person sitting here smiling. All the guys are like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. like, huh? And the game ends when the losing team is butt-ass naked. Like,
mm-mm.
Why?
Why? I personally don't want to see all them dicks flapping. And you know.
I don't.
Like, you know I'm here for a trench coat moment and all the rest of this. Mm-hmm. Like, you all know I'm not afraid of anything nasty. but what? No, this is not fun.
This is not, it just seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, and like humiliating for some of these guys. Maybe you're a grower, not a shower. There's so many things that could, you know.
This is true. This was my Claire ain't got the time moment. Because my theory is, she like, look here, guys. What I did not do is wait 39 years to end up with somebody with a micropenis. With a micropenis!
Okay? Oh, no!
She ain't got time to waste. No,
she doesn't. That's true.
So this was her play and trying to mask it as a strip dodgeball game, which we all know is not a fucking thing. But she had an agenda here, people.
Yeah, it could be.
Poor guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going back and forth. The blue team just fucking sucked the whole time. They're butt booty naked within minutes, all stripped down. And I couldn't tell because the last strand of clothes was like a jock strap.
A jock strap, yeah.
And it looks like some of them took off the jock strap as well, butt naked. I did notice because they put the little black boxes on. There were definitely one or two that still had the jock strap on.
Yeah.
Like they elected to not go all the way down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sucked and was just stupid.
Yeah, just poor taste. Just bad. Bad all around. Bad, bad, bad.
Poor taste and dumb. Yeah. So they all have to do the walk of shame. Mm-hmm. You know, they're losers. They don't want to hang out with Claire anymore. And they have to walk booty ass naked through this resort back to the other guys who are all shocked and like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
The way Bennett picked up the pillow with his two I can't stand Bennett, but little things he does.
They're funny.
Little tiny thing. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Little funny things.
Yeah.
Somebody sat with their booty on the pillow and he just picked it up with his two fingers and like placed it nicely on the other side.
Oh, gross.
That was kind of funny. Time for, or I guess the cocktail party back with the, I guess the winners of the dodgeball date.
Now, did you notice when they did the walk of shame and they had all the guys around and then they got back to the cocktail party? I said, well, where's Dale?
Where was Dale?
Where was Dale?
Oh, Dale was on the first date.
He was on the first date, but he wasn't in the room back when they...
Oh, when they were all sitting there.
Where's Dale?
Dale in the back with a producer putting together a plan of how he gonna sneak out tonight. Basically. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, back on with all the winners. They're all hanging out with Claire for the, you know, the rest of the date. Easy. He has his little one-on-one time. He does a little foot massage for Claire. And she's talking about she loves how he lights up the room. And, you know, he's saying the same thing. Yada, yada. Chasing the bunny rabbit.
The bunny rabbit. I love watching him. He's so cute. He's so cute.
Okay. He's weird looking to me.
Stop!
His nose kind of crooked too, like it's been broken a couple times.
I've never even seen his nose. The rest of him is so cute and adorable. He has little teeth. He's so cute.
Jason, he's talking about how he was bullied as a kid for being short, and he was a bit of a hermit growing up. We learned that Claire, similarly, she didn't go to prom. No one asked her. She felt invisible in school.
Interesting that she didn't go to prom because no one asked her.
I feel like that's like a thing when you go to like a big public school.
Is it
like
a thing?
You have to have a date. Because we went to small private schools, so like you can just roll up.
I
didn't
want to go to prom. Yeah. What?
Yeah. But it seems, because didn't Sydney on Peter season. I mean, she went to a racist ass high school, so I get why she didn't want to go. But I think she also said she didn't get asked or am I thinking of her or somebody? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, email the number 2blackgirls1rose at gmail.com. If you went to prom alone because you were not asked, or if you felt a way because nobody asked you or whatever, because we grew up having to do the asking, right? And
I mean,
and in my head, I'm like, okay, this would be mad fun if I just had like all the people who didn't get asked probably all went together in a limo.
Something like that. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, junior prom, I don't know what you did junior prom, but Most of us didn't have dates. We just went by ourselves together. Yeah. Senior prom, I went with my cousin. Had a great time.
Yeah, right.
I had no boyfriend. I didn't have nobody to ask.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have fun with somebody, so I brought my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, send us an email. Let us know your prom story.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny Rabbit Chasen and Claire had a nice ass kiss, though. That was a good kiss.
They did.
They had a good kiss.
I know. I was surprised.
That was better than a Dale kiss, honestly.
Yeah,
it was good. That was a good little one.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Back at the moto, Blake M.
Mm-hmm.
He is pissed because he was, you know, he did the walk of shame with his, you know, booty walking.
His booty out and then a knee brace on, which was even more hysterical.
Oh god, I didn't see that.
Oh god, it's terrible. Like how you butt ass naked with a knee brace on? Like what?
Oh god, poor thing.
Oh,
so he's pissed, and he, you know, prepping to go see Claire. He got a good producer with a budget that can help him do little side things like this. So he heads on over, I guess, to the other side of the resort. That's the interesting thing. They're all in the same, they're in walking distance
of the same place. This is what I'm telling you, that her and Dale were fucking this whole time. Because they
see each other every night, probably.
Every night. Because I remember when Luke or somebody, who won Hannah's season? Jed. He went over with that guitar and had to like climb up that hill to go see her because she was staying in a whole other house and like all the rest. They don't have to do this. They can just walk to, you know, room 287.
Yep. She a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, Blake M. just makes a right turn and he's at the group date. He interrupts Jay, the button.
Yeah, Button. And oh my god, that's his name. I bet you know in my notes he's Button.
Button. Jay the Button. And he interrupts his time and Jay's kind of pissed. He's like, "Bruh, didn't
you lose?
You
lost.
Like, what are you doing here?"
Yeah.
And Jay obviously hops back and tells all the guys and all the guys stand up and then go head over to Claire and Blake and, you know, try to confront, have this whole big confrontation, you know, moment. And Claire basically shoos them away.
Yeah.
Like, I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah.
And she tells Blake M, you know, she appreciates him for coming and, you know, she doesn't want the guys being mad at him, but, you know, do know that I appreciate this gesture, yada, yada, yada. And Blake M just timed it wrong.
Yeah.
Misread the moment.
Yeah.
Timed it wrong.
Just
the whole thing was bad.
Yeah.
You know, tries to lean in for a kiss and she, you know.
She was like, what?
Did the jerk back and was like, you trying to kiss right now? Nah.
Oh, not even gave him the cheek, was like, what?
The side eye, like neck back, like pull away.
Yes.
Wanted nothing to do with it. It was real embarrassing. So he walks on back to Motel 6 with his tail beneath his legs.
Yep.
Now, the next moment, Lord have mercy. Claire sits with the Italian stallion.
What is whose name is Brandon.
Brandon.
Okay. From that bio, I would have thought his name was something good. You know, something good. A good, strong Italian name.
Like
you know?
Fabio.
Yeah. Fabio. Luca.
Something.
Yeah. Something. So, because you know, the whole time he was on screen, I was like, molto bene. I was like, oh, it's Italian. Oh.
Yes.
And then he sat down and said, Brandon from Cleveland.
Brandon.
I was like, what?
So lame. Oh, God. And his whole,
so
everything here is just so lame.
So whack. So whack.
So whack. So she sits down with Brandon and she asks him, you know, what brought you here? Which again, in my head, and I know Claire's head, because she know.
Yeah, yep.
She's like, what brought you here aside from your manager slash agent signing you up for this show?
Who's also
this
your
pretty face
brother.
Of yours.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, actually? And he's like, well, you know, when I knew you were gonna be the Bachelorette, I knew I wanted to sign up. And then in the next breath, he says, you know, I don't know anything about you. I just know you're from Sacramento. Claire, because she quick with it.
Yeah.
Claire was like, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Wait a minute. So you don't actually know anything about me, mm-hmm. but you said when I was named Bachelorette, you knew you wanted to sign up.
Yep. That's what ruined it. People on Twitter were saying like, oh, Claire's such a narcissist. Blah, 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 blah. No. Nope.
He dug his own hole.
He sure did.
He dug his own hole.
Not only did he dug the hole, he jumped in. He said, I don't know nothing about you, actually. I just know that you're gorgeous.
Exactly. Then he kept going. Yes. Yep. Kept going. Mm-hmm. And this is where he got my Becky of the Week.
Nice.
For just the laziness.
Yeah.
Lazy. He thought he was going to come up on here with his Wilhelmina Models looking ass face and just swoop in.
Yeah.
And that's it. Mm. Like, just like how Bennett leads with his money and the Harvard, he leads with his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to work today, sir.
No, not with Claire. Should have done the
research.
Yep.
You look dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have signed up for next season.
Next season, or just don't have a better story.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's trying to do the whole, because a lot of the guys say, oh, what I knew was you, Claire, that made me want to sign up. So he kind of heard that. He looked around and was like, oh, yeah, same what he said. When it was you, I knew I wanted to sign up. Mm-hmm. But you don't know her, and you made it very clear within 2 seconds.
No. You would have been better off saying, I just came here to find love and have new experiences.
Exactly.
Would have been better off.
Exactly. Lean into the fact that you don't know her.
Yeah.
But lean into saying, like, I want to find real love. Mm-hmm. I've tried everything. Why not do the show and see? You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Dumb.
See what happens when you're lying?
Exactly. So Claire, she's like, okay. Mm-hmm. And this is when he turned into like a bubbling idiot, bubbling fool.
Yep.
He don't know shit about Claire. He don't know why he here.
No. Nope. He just said, I'm here to find unconditional love and have a family of my own.
Now he's claiming like, all this shit that you know is a bold-faced lie. Like,
exactly. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And, and then had the nerve to say, I know there are moments where you feel it, too. Like, insinuating that there's a vibe between them.
The nerve. The nerve. With Dale, who is probably waiting in her bed right now. The nerve.
Under the sheets.
Under the sheets, waiting. Like,
ding. Talk about we have a vibe.
We have a vibe, Brandon.
Claire straight up was like, I actually don't feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want to pursue this anymore with you.
Yeah.
I have a great group of guys here. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you coming, but let me walk you out.
Yep. See ya.
She ain't wasting no time.
None.
No time.
Isn't this what Nick Viall did? Didn't he eliminate people just off willy-nilly?
Not really. Not like this.
Oh, okay.
Not like this. Claire's coming in like, smelling bullshit and just cutting them loose like ASAP.
Yep.
Not this way. Mm. But he also, I mean, that was an easy cut.
Yeah.
He knew nothing about her.
Yeah.
This is, what are you doing here? He heads into the SUV immediately. Mm-hmm. Wasted a month of his time. It took him like 2 weeks of quarantine, God. 2 weeks of this, flying back and forth to fucking Palm Springs just to get sent home at night too because you didn't have your story straight. You didn't do research.
Yeah.
Dumb ass. Mm. Lord. So she heads back to the guys, tells them that she sent Brandon home, and gives the group date rose to Chasen.
Aw, the bunny.
Yeah. Yes. Back at the motel, Yosef still out here yapping.
Yep.
He was not even on the dodgeball date, mind you.
No.
But he is like just standing on a rooftop on his soapbox.
Yeah.
About how bad this date was and how classless it was and how all the red flags he's seeing of Claire and it's left a bad taste in his mouth and I have a daughter. And did anybody ask you to get naked?
No.
No. So what's the problem, sir?
What's the issue? And like, even like, if your daughter sees this, also, what's the issue? Do you know what the 9-year-olds are doing on Snapchat and shit? Go watch Cuties on Netflix and come back to me talking about what if my daughter sees this. Get the fuck
Yo,
out of here.
Yo, have you seen Cuties? I want to watch it.
No, I'm nervous to watch it.
I'm nervous too.
Yeah.
But also, we're not pedophiles. So I don't think we're going to see what the pedophiles see. You know what I mean?
True.
We're going to be like, oh, this is a cute movie. But
Or I'll be like, oh my God.
Or that. Yeah,
12
or
years
horrified.
Old? Oh my God. Dancing to WAP? Oh.
God. But yeah, Yosef, he just feels some type of way about this dodgeball date, which I get it. It was whack.
Yes. But he's not defending it for the reasons that we are.
Like, right.
He's saying that Claire is classless. And
mm-hmm, she is classless.
Yeah.
Just all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Time for the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Claire rolls up. And, you know, she already done threatened the guys with, y'all better come talk to me. I got time to waste.
Yes.
So Mr. Clean, he tries to swoop in and grab her first.
I mean, she just put her drink down.
Literally.
Yeah. Yep.
And tries to swoop in and she's like, nope, I actually want to talk to Blake M first.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys look shook. They're all wondering, oh my God, is he going home?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Because he was, you know, he tried to steal time on the day he wasn't supposed to be on, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So Claire and Blake sit and she basically tells him, you know, like, I appreciate you coming on the date, trying to come get me last time on the date. I don't want you to worry. You know, I really appreciate you being so bold.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually awards him with a rose.
Yeah.
So he's going into this group date or going into this rose ceremony safe and feeling good.
And with a kiss, too. She kissed him back.
And with a kiss, exactly. Now, he walks back in with a rose.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so painfully awkward.
Yeah, it was bad because they all were like counting on him going home.
They were, yes, straight up. And he walks back with a full ass rose pinned to the lapel.
Yeah.
And they're all like, what? So confused. Oh, and to them, in their eyes, this is Claire rewarding bad behavior.
Yes. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And which I don't really see it like that.
No, me either. Me either.
I don't see like that at all. She already liked Blake M from the beginning. And
it lines up. He's like going after her in a rebellious, you know, I don't care what's in the way. I'm coming to get you anyway type of thing.
Right.
And she likes that. So
she lives, she eats that up. So it's very on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Claire, she sits with Dale, you know.
Did you see Dale's outfit?
What did Dale have on?
Ooh, Dale had on a suit. Okay.
Oh, did he?
It was like a green suit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a really nice color green. And then he had a t-shirt on underneath. Woo!
I do like that. I do like that look
sometimes.
I love
it. And it's tucked into the pant.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
my
I do.
God.
Was it a white shirt?
Yes.
Yes, I do remember. Yeah.
With his chain on.
Okay, Dale. We see you.
Dale came prepared.
Dale came prepared. So yeah, Dale, she obviously has not forgotten about him. And he tells her, you know, there's a very deep connection there. I'm not afraid to talk in depth with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how he felt like in every past relationship when he needed somebody there, they just kind of left him high and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, was getting all emotional talking about her mom. And he repeated how he had her and her mom in his prayers. During quarantine. And yeah, she just like, I can't put it into words. It's like, I've known him for years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've known him for a little bit.
Because you've known him for longer than 2 days. Yeah.
And then Claire blindfolds him and they recreate that whole physical touch, love languages date. And
this might be a first. Has any other, lead brought the gimmick to the dude?
Right?
Two?
No, like, that's so true. She's coming with props. So she created her own little date moment, one-on-one moment. Just true. Usually the guy would
do
this.
The
guy would bring something for an activity or something for them to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Claire's, you know, she's
like, nah, let's go in the bushes with some blindfolds on. What?
Oh, Lord. She's trying to secure the bag, man. Mm-hmm. She's trying to secure the bag.
Yep.
But yeah, they just kind of make out like crazy. And yep. She says in her confessional, what's happening with Dale and I is very magical. Mm. And that was the episode, my friends.
That was it. No rose ceremony.
No rose ceremony. They are stretching this thing out.
Oh, my God. And who knows when they're going to give the roses out?
Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, last episode, I predicted we get 3 episodes out of Claire. We might get a solid, like, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. The rate that this is going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we did get a preview for next week. Mm-hmm. We see there's going to be a group date where there's like a roast of some sort.
Yes, yes. And they roast. Can't wait to Dale. Roast Dale.
Mm-hmm. They're going to roast the hell out of Dale because he's the most threatening one to them, yes, basically.
Yes, everybody, yep.
Uh-huh. We see Dale and Claire. We're now getting cameras on their sneaky alone time.
Uh-huh.
We see the other guys are starting to pick up on their connection.
Yep. Yep.
And something's happening between them. Mm-hmm. We see guys talking, speculating that maybe they talked previously on social media.
Right. Yes. His connection seems a bit, to worry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His connection seems a little bit too strong for people. And then we see that whole moment it's Yosef, right?
Yeah, it's probably Yosef. Yeah.
He says to Claire, like, I'm ashamed to be associated with you, I think.
Yeah.
At one point. And then the whole, you know, I expected way more from the oldest bachelorette and, you know, Claire yelling back at him.
Screaming.
So.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot for next episode. I'm ready for that episode.
I know. And she was wearing the same outfit as the rose ceremony. So it looks like it's that same night.
Oh, you're right. She had on the same sparkly dress. So same continuation. Damn, Yosef's getting packed up that day.
Yeah, probably.
Going home later. That is the episode, my friends.
That's it.
We'll be back next week.
Sure will.
Seems like a good episode coming our way.
Yeah.
Please continue to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, tags in your story, share us with the world, all the good stuff. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.